Every February at the Snowflake Ski Jumping Tournament, competitors from around the world shoot down a giant hill at more than 50 miles per hour, flying hundreds of feet in the air. But for a sport that depends on snow, lots of real snow isn't necessarily a good thing. Eric Evenstead is the treasurer of the Snowflake Ski Club. He says volunteers have to pack down the real snow, clear the ski track, and plow the parking lot for spectators. But Evenstead says the real snow does make the experience much more beautiful for the fans. He says the ski club spent a little more than the usual 200 hours making snow this year due to the warm weather to make the ski jump just right.
There's so much snow needed that the man-made snow actually handles the temperature fluctuations better than natural snow. And one of those things where we know it's inevitable that we're going to have to make a bunch of snow.
The 89th annual Snowflake Ski Jumping Tournament starts February 3rd. It's part of the U.S. Ski and Snowboarding Association's U.S. Cup Series for ski jumping. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.